Agenda item number six, Mr. B's Oyster Company. Mr. Madden.
Commissioner, new and returning members, welcome. I'm responsible for handling all of the review of applications from the mouth of the Potomac River up to Fairfax County, as well as a handful of counties in the western part of the state. It's been my privilege to work on this job for 22 years. Here's on the way. So today we're going to direct our attention a little bit further north to a commercial aquaculture operation. Mr. B's Oyster Company, LLC, is requesting authorization to deploy 500 and a total of 512 commercial aquaculture floats and an 8,100-square-foot area along the west Yocomico River at Oyster Shell Point in Northumberland County. The project is protested by an upland property owner. The project is located, and I start it right here. The project is located right at the border between Northumberland and Westmoreland County. It's approximately 9 miles north of the county seat. It's along the south shore of the Yocomico River. And Mr. Brewer and would like to deploy a maximum of 512 commercial 20-inch by 30-inch oyster float bags with on his business partner's lease owned by Mr. George Freeman. And the array will be, I have a picture of it. There's the, what you see in ochre right there is the oyster leases. The balloons, the green balloons, show the corner coordinates for the array. The array will be approximately 90 feet by 90 feet. It will contain eight anchored long lines marked with buoys at each end. Each of the long lines will have a total of 64 floats, and that's at build-out. That's at maximum build-out. The lines will be separated by approximately 4.5 feet. The array will be located approximately 800 feet from shore. Approximately 800 feet from shore. And in approximately 9 feet of water. As far as we can tell, there is no marked channel at that location, and the fetch across the river is approximately 1,100 feet. The project is, I connected the balloons. This is on Mr. Freeman's lease. The project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Walker. Mr. and Mrs. Walker are non-riparian property owners that have a piece of property located in the vicinity of the project, and I've located it here. In between that, their property and the waterfront is a county boat ramp, and the parcel's owned by VDOT, and I've got a picture of it right here. Here's the project site. This is the VDOT parcel, which Mr. Walker references in his protest. And this is Mr. Walker's land. Here's a look at the array. You see the lanes and 64 cages on each. They'll be 20-inch by 30-inch. They'll have the floats on the side, be able to flip them over. This is an example of what I believe to be the three sizes that Mr. Brewer's going to use. The size will depend on the size of the animals going into individual cages. Mr. and Mrs. Walker have expressed their concern that the oyster grow-out area will result in damage to the adjacent vegetated wetlands and the river as a whole. They also have other comments, and I'm sure you've all read it. Their concern has principally to do with upland use and development. But in response to that, the applicant has stated in numerous times, but in correspondence with commission staff, that the county landing adjacent to the Walker property will not be used by Mr. B's Oyster Company vehicles or vessels at any time. They're not going to drive down there and pull cages. They're not going to ground vessels at the site. all of it's going to be waterborne. All the activity will be conducted from the water. So the a casual observer to the or someone that might be on the site on the VDOT launch area will see Mr. B's oyster boats working their array, which will be 800 feet offshore. In the event that with any of these operations, of course, there will be a time when the product will need to, or the animals will need to be hauled. Any hauling that will occur at a pier that's over in this location here, Mr. Freeman's Pier, or it will go to a commercial launch site, to a boat ramp. Be able to take them up, put them on the boat, haul them out of the water. So there's not going to be any use of the boat ramp area. The Northumberland County Administrator, Kenny Eads, has contacted this office and indicated that he has no objection to the project. According to the Virginia Department of Health, the project area is open for the direct marketing of shellfish. In a moment, I have a picture to show that. Here's a site picture from that large house that you see, and we're looking down the river. It's over in a cove a little bit to the right. Here again, showing it. The VDOT site, I believe, is over in this location here. And here's what I mentioned a moment ago. As you can see from this view of shellfish sanitation condemnation map, that the project's in an area where there is direct marketing of shellfish. The leaseholder immediately adjacent to Mr. B's oysters is Mr. Headley. And Mr. Headley contacted me when the project was in the newspaper, and he said he has no issues with it. As a matter of fact, he'd like to work with Mr. B's oyster. Has no trouble with it. He's just concerned that people are going to rip him off. They're going to come and take all of his stuff. So other than that, he has no issues. And I made it very clear to Mr. Headley that at no time are the brewer cages going to be on his lease. They're right up against it, but they're not going to encroach over it. And for that, he was fine. He was fine with that. No other agency has any objection to the project. And in the way of a conclusion and summary, while the commission staff is sensitive to the walkers' concerns, the applicant has indicated he does not intend to use the county ramp and does not anticipate adverse impacts on the vegetated wetlands or the nearby waters. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by the individuals in opposition and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.21205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with an annual royalty in the amount of $40.50 for the encroachment on the floats over 8,100 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of half a cent per square foot and with the following special conditions. The permittee agrees that any activity related to Mr. B's Oyster Company, LLC, conducted on the private non-commercial pier currently owned by Mr. George Freeman will be confined to the loading and unloading of oyster cages and the product, and further that there will be no cage storage, sorting, cleaning, or sales activity at the pier. The remaining bullets there are what I've pulled off another one of our aquaculture, and they're sort of our standard conditions when it comes to commercial aquaculture. And first of all, the bullet is that there will be a $15 bond or similar instrument will remain in force for each of the bags deployed in the array. The permit and authorization to retain the structure will be valid for a period of 5 years. After 5 years, the permittee may request that the commission reevaluate the project and seek authorization to continue the activity for an additional period of time. The public shall not be excluded from any areas not physically occupied by the authorized structures. The permittee shall properly maintain all structures and shall remove all structures within 5 days upon their falling into a state of disrepair or upon cessation of their use as structures. The structures must be individually marked with identification tags and be marked and located in accordance with all applicable U.S. Coast Guard regulations. And should there be unforeseen conflicts arising, the commission may elect to hold an additional public hearing, at which time they may elect to revoke the permit and direct removal of any or all of the authorized floats. And finally, all commercial aquaculture activities conducted in association with the structures authorized herein shall be conducted in compliance with all relevant BMRC and Health Department regulations. With that, that concludes my comments on the matter. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have concerning this project. And Mr. Brewer is here.
Any questions from the commission for staff? Mr. Erskine.
Jeff, I was wondering how you all came up with the $15 per float fee. Was that something staff came up with, and how was that determined?
It goes back a little bit in terms of our history of evaluating agriculture-type projects, and it goes back to a very large project undertaken in Brookertank Bay, wherein we recognized the need for a bond or letter of credit should the project be abandoned and the state have to go in and clean it up. And we came up with a dollar figure we thought was appropriate for that project, and when we did the math, it came out to about $15 a cage or structure. So we've been using that amount of money for new projects in terms of the number of structures they put out.
So just,
Mr. Erskine,
as a follow-up, I more than agree that there should be a bond for something like this, and if it falls into disrepair, there's a storm, and the applicant does not remove those structures, it just, quite honestly, seems a little bit low.
Okay.
But I'll leave it at that.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
How do you define state of repair? Right? Or how was it state of disrepair? Excuse me.
Well, I'll take the first crack at that. If we get the sense, or we get a lot of things like this, we are apprised of problems or there's something going wrong there, and we'll go out and investigate. And if we investigate and see cages not in their proper location, not being attended to from our evaluation, we would first evaluate it with the applicant or the permittee. If they get this permit, determine what their course of action would be to restore the area. If they took no action, then we would start to view it as unresponsive or failure to comply, and then we would take the steps outlined in the permit to require that they be removed. So it would be a matter of working with the applicant in response to a recognized problem.
Any other questions? Mr. Ballard.
The series of bullet points, the conditions for the permit, would these be standard for all aquaculture permits, regardless of whether they were protested or not?
Okay. With the exception of one about the pier.
Right.
That I inserted because it's specific to this particular job, but I would suspect that henceforth that would probably be a standard. That would be the standard language that we would use for
Mr. Franz.
Somewhere in my review, I think I read somewhere that this would be done in 9 feet of water.
Yes, sir.
And how far from shore?
Approximately 800 feet.
Okay. You know, I'm just looking at this diagram you have here where the lease is. I'm extremely familiar with this area. From what I see, I would say that's not 200 feet from shore at the most.
Well, I will tell you, sir, I'm sure that your knowledge of the area supersedes that of the NOAA chart. I took that off the NOAA chart.
Okay.
I didn't even discuss that with Mr. Brewer. I just went to the chart. Oh,
thank you.
Ms. Erskine.
Jeff, I had one other question. It didn't seem explicit in some of these special conditions that there would be markings of notification to the people on the water that there would be aquaculture structures. In some permits, not specifically with habitat, but in fisheries, when you have aquaculture applications, there's a requirement for signage that would be on maybe the corners of these areas. I understand they're floating structures, but most of the time there's signage around there. I just wondered if that was something you all thought of.
I think the response to that would be that when they're working this lease, that would have to be marked in accordance with the lease marking provisions established by the oyster leasing program and our oyster leasing and when you use aquaculture. And as you all know, we're currently reviewing that regulation to see what the markings would be. And we didn't, in this case, given its location and how it was going to operate, recommend any other specific marking requirements. They would just have to do that in, consistent with the leasing law regulations for marking.
Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant represented or present? Mr. Brewer, is that correct?
Yes.
Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
Charlton Brewer.
What else do we need to know here?
It's been a lifelong dream of mine to be an oysterman. Approve the project.
We especially appreciate succinctness. Is there any questions from the commission that will interfere with the succinctness of his testimony? Seeing none.
I have one.
Mr. Packard, so close.
Do you have any experience doing this kind of work or project?
We've done the recreational oyster gardening over the last several years in the area, so we've become familiar with working with the bag, the process of cleaning the oysters, the need to flip the bag so you don't get the algae growth on top, and that sort of thing. So this is a larger scale than what we've been working with, but we're familiar with the process and the amount of work.
Mr. Packard.
And follow up. So where are you planning on cleaning these cages if you're not allowed to clean on land adjacent to the protestant?
So our goal is to flip the bags frequently enough that they'll actually clean themselves in the bag. If we need to do additional cleaning, we would do it from a vessel.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Brewer.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience, this is a public hearing, who wishes to speak in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to oppose this application and speak against it? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I think the applicant's done a good job working through this process, thought through a lot of stuff. We welcome him to the fishery. I do recognize the concerns over the adjacent landing, but I think he's addressed the fact that he's not going to be using that. So I would move to approve the staff recommendation.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miner. Is there any other discussion on this matter? I'll call the question. Oh, Ms. Haney.
A quick question. Does that include staff recommendation, include the conditions that is for all together? Okay, thanks.
Well, let's ask the maker of the motion.
It does.
There we go. Clarified. So we have a motion. Is there a second? Mr. Erskine, thank you.
No.
Mr. Miner.
Mr. Miner did. I'm sorry. My bad. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved. As Mr. Ballard said, Mr. Brewer, welcome to the fishery here. We wish you success.
Thank you.